The defeat of many election deniers and the loss of several Trump-backed candidates in the election raises the question, is the Trump influence on the GOP breaking up? Headlines this weekend called Donald Trump a loser. The New York Post called him Trumpty Dumpty, with a caricature of him as an egg on a wall. The editorial page of the Wall Street Journal called Trump the Republican Party's biggest loser. Some mainline Republicans called for moving on. Here is Georgia Lieutenant Governor Jeff Duncan speaking on CNN after the election.
This is truly a pivot point for the Republican Party. This is a time that Donald Trump is no doubt in the rearview mirror, and it's time to move on with the party. It's time to move on with candidate quality. It turns out.
Joining us now is New York University history professor Ruth Ben-Ghiat, who is an expert on authoritarianism and the author of Strongmen, From Mussolini to the Present. Professor Ben-Ghiat, thanks for being here.
Glad to be here.
So there have been many times when we all thought, say, like after the January 6th insurrection, the Access Hollywood tapes, even the two impeachments, where we asked if the GOP will finally break with Trump. Do you think that the midterm losses will break that spell now?
Apparently so. And it's clearly the, you know, understanding that he is not helping them to win elections is what is turning them against him. But we should be very clear that they are not moving toward democracy in any way by disavowing Trump. It's that he has become a liability in their goals.
Well, it's interesting because after the January 6th insurrection, where democracy was completely attacked, there was only kind of brief disenchantment with Trump from some of the leaders of the party. And now there were many election deniers on the ballot who were supported by the party. Do you think the election losses will be enough for them to truly cut ties?
I do want to say what an unusual situation we are in America, because in other countries, literally around the world, Guatemala, Indonesia, leaders who tried a self-coup, which is really what January 6th was, if it failed, they were either imprisoned or they had to go in exile, and they were disavowed by their party and fell into disgrace. So here we have somebody who has sailed along and thinks he's going to run for president again. And, you know, for somebody like Trump and the authoritarian temperament, it is a truly desperate time. It's like a psychological death for them to find people turning away from, to lose support. And they can't give up the acclaim. In Trump's case, he's fleecing his followers. We know this, it's documented. He can't afford to have his personality cult dissipate. And indeed, his base is extremely attached to him. And so it's going to be very interesting to see what happens as the elites turn away from him.
We also know that he's planning a big announcement for tomorrow. Do you think he'll be able to continue to rally the GOP base as more of the Republican elected leaders and now even the media, as you point out, that has been favorable to him, is turning against him?
You can bet he will weaponize all the things that have kept his leadership cult going, which is quite extraordinary. Not only he built a very robust personality cult in an open society with a pluralistic media environment, it has remained robust and he hasn't been in power for some time. But he is going to play the victim card, the witch hunt. And so before, of course, the witch hunt was by the deep state and the FBI and God knows what. And now it's going to be his own party that's turning against him. So that will galvanize his followers, because when people are very attached to a leader and they see that leader as in trouble, this is what fueled January 6th, they can become very volatile, the hardcore followers. It's like they're losing something that is central to their world. So we have to be prepared for anything if he pursues this candidacy and casts himself as a victim.
Republican Senator Josh Hawley said in a tweet that the GOP needs to remake itself. What exactly does that mean?
Yes, this is pure opportunism, because Josh Hawley famously, you know, incited the mob and then ran from the mob on January 6th. And none of these people are disavowing January 6th, a violent coup attempt, or any of the other hateful things that have happened. None of them have disavowed or strongly opposed the assassination attempt of Nancy Pelosi, the Speaker of the House. So remaking the party, perhaps in Hawley's case, he wants a more streamlined vessel that will be able to meet its autocratic goals more easily without a loose cannon like Trump there.
Can you tell me what you mean by autocratic goals? How is this playing out within the GOP?
The ultimate goal of election denial is not this or that election. It is to compromise the idea of voting, associating it with corruption and fraud to an extent that Republican voters will not invest in elections anymore. They won't see elections as the best way to choose leaders. And that opens the door to autocratic style takeovers. So we could end up, you know, in the future with what's called an electoral autocracy, because today you don't really shut down elections. You keep them going and then you game the system to produce the results you need.
And do you feel like that is widespread within the GOP?
It certainly is. Election denial has become the dogma of the party. It's a kind of institutionalized corruption. It's a collusion, everybody agreeing to support this practice. But many election deniers won their races, and they're not changing their minds because this is the only way, really, the party can gain power, because it can't win the popular vote.
Is there a way back for the GOP from being stuck in kind of this land of election denial to a place where there's faith in elections again as the democratic voice of the people?
I'm not sure. And this is what William Barr called Trump a wrecking ball. And the ultimate wreck is going to be the GOP. I fished out a piece I wrote for The Atlantic in August 2016, and it ended predicting Trump was going to ruin the GOP irreparably. Because that's what happened to all the parties eventually that support autocrats. They end up, a lot of them end up ruined in the long run.
We've been speaking with New York University history professor Ruth Ben-Ghiat. She's an expert on authoritarianism and is the author of Strongmen, From Mussolini to the Present. Thank you so much.
It's a pleasure.